This is a homebrew podcast.
Welcome to Power Word Fail, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition actual play podcast. My name is Carlos, and I am the Dungeon Master for this lovely band of heroes. But enough about me, let's get to the real stars of the podcast, starting with Tyrell.
Spunk, bringer of life!
Ian.
Ambrose Boussant, and there's no such thing as a good vampire.
Nathan.
Miraz the Mad. Christopher isn't the only angry kid. Wait, no, I didn't mean that. I'm not a kid.
Katie.
Evangeline Abernathy of the Mondstadt Abernathys, for better or worse.
Andy.
Pickles, and we're just gonna forget about the 5 pounds of drugs that I got in my backpack.
And Dustin.
Ferek, finder of the secret door.
And my name is once again Carlos, and I am the Dungeon Master for this Campaign 1, Chosen of the Crystal Crown. This is Episode 10, and without further ado, let's get rolling. As the day continues up in the sky, the sun high, and the morning ending into the early parts of the day in this beautiful day. Hear the clank, clank, and the shuffling of armor as Pickles, Miraz, Spunk, and Evangeline you see coming down the road ever so trottingly in formation, about 5 to 10 city guard. They all are wearing the same armor, so you would immediately pick up, you would see the familiar flag of Northwatch on their armor banner crests, and they are coming towards you. You have probably a good amount of time, maybe I'd say a minute or two, maybe five, before they get here. What would you like to do?
Can I try to deduce if they are coming toward us specifically, or if they're just doing like a general patrol of the region around the town?
Yeah, you could go ahead. Let's say you just make a perception check.
Right, I'm great at those with my -2 wisdom. How about an 8?
With an 8, you would just see them patrolling, going down the road away from the town. It could be they're on patrol. They could be coming towards you. They're definitely in line, though.
To hide their numbers, excellent.
Could I insight check their, like, body language right now? Do they seem hostile? Are they, like, vibe check?
I mean, you probably can't get a vibe check from the way that they're marching, from what you can see. I suppose you could do sort of a perception check with disadvantage, since there's really not much you can tell. They just seem to be marching in order.
Wait, are these the vampires, men? Are they vampires?
I certainly hope not.
That's a good question. I think maybe we should just, like, walk in the opposite direction and just see if they follow, and then we just run.
It's daytime.
Oh, shit. We don't need to worry about that. It was an 8.
An 8?
With disadvantage.
8's all around. What was that, Pickles?
Pickles was just saying that we should just, you know, go in the other direction, see if they start to follow. If they do, we just start to run. I don't want to deal with them.
We can also just try to hide, see if they pass us by, or if they stop and try to fan out and find any of us in particular. Evangeline, did you make any enemies while you were in town?
Certainly not. I was as delightful as always.
Well, of course, I assumed.
Although, of course, I did go to speak to the commander.
To Zeus? Right.
Although we left on good terms.
You wouldn't have given them any reason. Right.
Certainly not.
I assume if we just hide, they'll pass us by. I don't see any reason why they would be looking for us.
We've got like 3 horses and a cart.
Oh, that's
a
good
point. We could just watch them. Walk by. We could wave.
Perhaps if you don't wish to be spotted, you could hide in the cart. I'm not a terribly suspicious individual. I can simply say I'm waiting for a servant or something like that.
Given how much they, how stringent their entry protocol is and how much they wanted to search us all, I think I will kind of lie down in the cot with my supplies next to me and just pull a tarp over myself.
Great. Make a stealth check for me.
I give him guidance.
Thank you, Spunk. That's a 24 with an extra 2 from guidance. 26 total.
I know it's not canon, but can Spunk's guidance just literally be him licking people?
I mean, I just assumed you all knew that already.
Oh, perfect.
Well, I apply after. All my magics via tongue.
Makes the blanket stick extra well.
Same. Same.
What a quoting out of context quote right there. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to throw that in there.
Easily,
right,
with a 27, you hide almost invisible unless someone was truly just stabbing the cart. You're easily hidden.
Pickles isn't going to try to hide, but Pickle is going to try to hide her book bag in the cart. Just stash away. Yes.
Okay. Make a sleight of hand check.
I have advantage on this because of my runes.
Great.
That's an 18.
Ooh. Yeah, you definitely kind of shuffle it away into a pretty inconspicuous spot. It's pretty well hidden. You're almost out of time. Anything else?
I'm just going to brush the horses.
You hear them whinnying and neighing.
Whipping and neighing.
Yes. Eventually, the brigade of guardsmen, they approach, walking on the road away from Northwatch, their armor glinting in the sun. They smell of booze and otherwise are grotesque. These are, if they are guardsmen, which they looked very much so, you get the immediate sense that they've had quite a night, so to speak. The tallest one, he is a little bit different from the others. He has a blue cape on, maybe signifying that he is some sort of important captain. He is a human, bristle face, scar on the left of his face across his eye, and he looks to be at least someone who you don't want to mess with. He steps away from formation and approaches all of you. He just looks at all of you and says, "Oi, good morning."
"Good morning, Captain.
Sup?
What a fine day we're having."
"Fine one at that. So, I haven't seen the likes of you around here."
"Yeah, me neither."
"We're just traveling through."
"Indeed.
Well," as he kind of lifts his hand to halt the rest of the troops, they halt. They don't do anything particularly. They kind of, you know, joke off, not pay attention when they are just standing. Eyeballs you all again and just says,
"I've heard there's a fight. Someone coming in said there was a fight out here. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?"
"You got a fight?"
"A fight? Are we safe, Captain?"
"That depends, really. Are you the one causing fights?"
"Oh, I would never."
"Who'd you have to fight?"
"Me?"
"Yeah, who'd you fight?"
He looks confused.
"I didn't have to fight anyone. I've heard reports of fighting. Narrow death would even seem. Seems to be a rumor is that someone was murdered out here on the main road."
"Damn, that's crazy."
"I must confess, Captain, I now feel terribly unsafe. Should we move on from
the
city?"
"Strangely enough, you'd be wise to do that. Go into the city, leave the city, do whatever you want. Maybe not stand around exactly where the fight was proposed to have happened."
"I thought it smelled funny around here."
"My cousin is in the city getting supplies for the next leg of our journey. We will be moving on as quickly as possible."
Make a deception check.
Okay.
Give her guidance.
Okay. Guidance.
Dill 4.
Yeah. 14. Terrible!
It's okay. You know why? Because you rolled a 1.
Woohoo!
Didn't matter.
Take it. Had to be deception and not persuasion. That's too bad. I mean, I was lying, so that makes sense.
He looks at all of you, he just kind of scratches his head. You could definitely tell he's a little hungover. By a little, I mean a lot. Yes, indeed.
"Well, they said it was a group of travelers out here, but maybe it was someone else, right? Well, you should go see your cousin regardless, but be careful. And if you're scared, he whiffs and sniffs about any... no do-gooders causing ruckus and fuckus around here. You best know to let the captain of the guard, Pharrell, let him know. You understand?"
"Thank you. Thank you ever so.
What do they smell like? you said keep a sniff out for it. What do they smell like?
Oh, well, if there was a murder, probably blood of some sort. Maybe intestine. Not really sure what to say, but there might be it.
Then why did you say that? All right, sure. I will.
I think it was a metaphor, but that's fine.
Evangeline's looking no. faint. Oh, my. This is all so horrific. Thank you so much, Captain.
I don't mean to trouble you, m'lady. I just looking out for the citizens of, it's Northwatch, right? That's the place this is called. Yeah, sorry, it's a bit bright this morning. Yeah, well, all right then. Back to the roads.
And he kind of lifts his hand, circles, and the men kind of lazily and very much haphazardly back to attention, and they signals, and they move. They move beyond you down the road, trying to encircle around the city.
Once I hear their footsteps recede, I'll pull the tarp off of my head, and I'll say, Christopher ratted on us, the little shit.
I mean, how do you know it was him?
It was probably him.
Who else has been into the city that knows everyone else who participated in the fight is dead, or is Ferric or Ambrose, and it certainly wasn't either of them. I don't see who else it could have been.
You know, that's fair.
I don't know if we can blame him. He doesn't know much about us except that we set a dragon upon the world and murdered a few people in the street.
Well, you know what they say, snitches get squish guts.
Oh, Mr. Spunk.
No, I mean, I do think he needs some sort of straightening out, but we don't need to kill him, Spunk. Let's, I mean, he's lucky that there's, women and and men such as ourselves to go and rescue him even after he ratted on us.
The boy wants to be a hero. He saw a crime, or heard of a crime being committed. It's hard to blame him.
Well, arguing semantics won't really help anyone at this point. I just don't see why you're so, relaxed on him.
I don't really understand why all of you are being so hard on him, to be honest.
Gotta jump him as a prank, it'll make him tough.
As a prank, perhaps. But he's a boy who lost his father not 2 days ago, who's been abandoned by his mother, who saw terrible things in Farrington, and is now being dragged along with a party of people who set that dragon loose. He's been through a lot, and I don't really understand why everyone seems so angry with him.
I just think he's weak.
That is certainly one way to read the situation.
Friends don't rat on other friends.
Snitches get stitches.
Did something change in the city? He's not acting quite as humble after coming back with you, just so you know.
I had noticed that as well. Nothing in particular happened except that we went to meet the commander, and with the suspicions I have about his nature, it wouldn't surprise me if he had done something that altered Christopher's mind somehow, which is all the more reason for us to go back and try to help him.
Speaking of going and finding him, where's Ferric and Ambrose? Weren't they finding a tunnel or something? Should we go look for them?
I mean, they'll be back probably, unless they're dead.
Very well said, Mr. Spunk.
Just as they said that, Ferric and Ambrose, you mound a hill, and as you get to the top and come down, you are back to the main road, and only a few short steps away from your friends. And they see you. What happens?
Damn, Ferric, my back hurts.
What?
My back hurts from moving all that dirt with this rock, but thank God we're over this.
Oh, you'll be fine. And Ferric slaps him on the back.
Oh.
Hey, look, they're not dead.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
They thought you died.
It was like an hour.
Ugh. Okay, so we found the tunnel. We found the little gate. So if we still do want to go inside, we can do that. But we should probably be prepared for, you know, whatever monster is down in there.
I'll be honest, there's something probably really formidable in there.
We actually opened the gate, and there seemed to be a small little trap That was literally just the bell. So I don't know if that is a dinner bell or if this monster wants to know if we enter their domain via bell. But yeah, I figured that would be something that I should mention.
Yeah, Pi just wants to greet friends when they come, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that most people within this village would describe me as a monster, and though they would be technically right, I don't want to particularly eat any of you. Not anymore, at least.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Ferrick.
I glance sidelong.
Don't push it. And Ferrick will give you, like, a little wink. Just a joke, just a joke.
Well, to become great heroes, you gotta go in holes. So we should go in holes.
Is that a rule that's written somewhere?
Oh yeah, somewhere, for sure.
Alright, you know.
In the book, you're rotten, right, Mr. Smug?
I'm illiterate.
He wrote it on the pub wall once. It was weird.
Well, then it's official.
And it was a little arrow, and it pointed to a little hole in the wall. And I stuck my finger in, and it was really wet.
Oh, okay, well, shall we go find this other hole, then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So we just gonna leave the horses that we just paid all this money for?
Right outside the hole.
I don't think the horses are gonna want to go in the hole.
Well, they can stand outside the hole.
Is the hole big enough for horses to go through? There's no way.
No, there is no way that hole was
okay,
big enough
I'm not
for
sure,
horses.
Like, if it was like a gate latch that you can walk down, or is it just like a normal...
I think we might have to leave them to graze, but I can leave Poppet with them. He'll keep an eye.
No, I don't want to do it.
Miraz, do you have any fantastical things that could make it look like we are here when we're actually not here?
That's more, Pickle's department. She could paint all of us on a mural on the trees.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Which
paint
might
a person on
distance.
Every tree.
I, like, literally grab my
them.
Fucking eyebrows. Just...
Yes.
Can there be any other fucking alternative to whatever that...
What you got against the painting?
It's... They're paintings. It's great painting, but it's, like... more expressionist, and usually people don't walk around all expressionated.
Whereas they don't even know.
Also, it may be prudent to appear that we are definitely not on the road, because Ferrick and Ambrose, it appears that Christopher may have, reported the little altercation that you had earlier.
Hmm.
The City Watch is looking for... the criminals who started a fight outside the city and definitely told us to get a move on.
Now, did they say it was a fight or a murder?
Both, actually. It was a very thorough report, apparently.
I mean, the fight necessarily wasn't quiet, so it's definitely possible that someone heard. I don't think Christopher
oh,
would
no,
just...
Oh, no, Chris totally tattled on us for sure. That's pretty guaranteed, I think.
We have no way of knowing that for certain, but just in case, it might be prudent to not be on the road anymore.
Well, as a last-ditch effort, I can sneak further into the forest, start a forest fire, and then rejoin you.
There shall be no forest fires.
How does that help with the horses?
I did say as a last-ditch effort. I don't think...
I have a better idea, honestly. I turn to Ferrick. Let's make some camouflage deeper into the forest, and we'll just hide them.
Ferrick doesn't even look at Ambrose when he's talking to him. He's just death-staring Miraz.
Ferrick? Ferrick?
What?
Ferrick?
What?
Can you help me hide these horses deep in the forest?
I'll hide the horses.
I'll help you.
And Ferrick, like, stands back up and stretches their back and walks over to the horses and, you know, like, grabs a couple reins. All right, let's go find the spot.
Yeah, essentially we're just going to have a nice, we're trying to find, like, a spot where we can just camouflage with a lot of bushes where it'd be kind of hard to detect. Probably closer to some running water.
Yeah, let's camouflage this big fucking purple horse that we got with us.
Striddle?
I mean, just wrapping the perimeter in more, like, with bigger branches and trees just to, like, you know, yeah. make it harder to see from a distance.
Strudel is my best friend.
Pickles does have green paint. We could paint Strudel green so that he blends into the trees.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh.
Let's at least paint Strudel green.
Would you like that, Strudel?
Thought you didn't want my paint.
I vote for brown.
I mean, he's purple, right?
Let's put a circle on him.
If you put green on him, he's essentially just going to look brown.
You just got some green from our dear friend Moraz. So I figured that is the most paint that you have, right? Because it's brand new.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can cake some mud. Sturisle, come here.
Yeah, let's throw mud at it.
No, don't throw the mud.
No!
Just like three brown horses and one green horse.
Or strudel.
Evangeline is going to stand in the way of that mud.
Oh, Evangeline gets mudded.
Yeah. And she is going to glare at everyone and then prestidigitate herself clean.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to paint the horse. It'll be fine.
Yes.
Hey, you accidentally walked in the way of my mud.
Strudel just starts to...
Oh.
And he starts to clop his hooves three times.
Strudel.
M-U-D, mud.
Strudel. Do you understand me?
Claps for twice.
Twice? Does two claps mean yes?
Claps twice. I shouldn't hit my desk when I do that. I don't need to do that.
Evangeline is overjoyed. Strudel, my darling, you understand us. This is wonderful. Now, Strudel, first of all, was that man mean to you, the one we bought you from?
One, two, claps.
Oh, she's going to scratch his little purple face. Do you like the name Strudel?
One, two.
Oh, isn't that delightful? Everyone, he likes the name Strudel. Okay, now, darling, we need to hide you in the woods. Do you consent to Ms. Pickles putting some paint on you? I'll clean you up right after.
One.
Oh.
Two. Very slowly. Oh. Very unsurely.
You are just the most precious thing. All right. Strudel says it's fine.
Pickles is going to take out her paints, which are now covered in drugs, because the drugs were just thrown in the bag with everything else. Mm-hmm. And she's going to start painting them in greens and attempt to do different shades of greens to make him blend into woods.
Okay. I am so overjoyed that Strudel can talk. Freaking out over here.
Strudel
is I have proficiency with painter supplies.
Yeah, make a painter supplies check. So I
would
say,
what attribute do you want me to use?
Make that a charisma check plus your proficiency bonus, I would say.
That's 21.
Nice, nice.
Pickles Ross over here. Just make it happy.
Pickles, happy, wonderful painter.
Happy little strudel trees.
It's got a whole just landscape painted
strudel,
on him.
Can you look after the other horses and be sure that they're also hidden?
And one, two, claps.
Oh.
All right. Do we feel much better about the horses? Can we go check out the weird hole?
I trust Strudel.
So much better.
Let's go to me.
You be good now, Strudel.
They meet a horse and everyone falls in love. Jeez. Could you imagine if I was a purple horse, Spunk?
Oh.
People would like you more.
No, you're not a horse.
Yeah, but if I was a purple horse.
Oh.
I think you're quite becoming the way you are,
Ferret. I would have probably eaten you if you were a horse.
There will be no eating of horses, please.
I'm talking about ferret horse.
Oh, a ferret
it's
horse.
A hypothetical.
Well, that's between the two of you, then.
And between you and me, Evangeline, there's never any point where we should say that we were not going to eat the horse, because it gets rough out there, and it's either eat the horse or the horse eat you.
Do horses eat people?
Oh, yeah, there's this story about this king once that got some very angry horses, and they ate them to shreds.
Wait, why did we name him Strudel if we weren't going to eat him?
I'm sorry. That is not a horse. I know we had this conversation, but this is still not a horse.
Yeah, it's not even the horse.
Oh.
Thank you. At least we were on the same page about that. You guys just keep saying it's this cute little thing. It could be a monster.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Faye, just like me.
Are we still with the horses?
Yes.
I would probably say right in front of the horse.
Strudel, my darling, you're not going to eat us now, are you?
No response.
I pull up my insight check to hell.
Can I insight to see if this fucking horse is going to eat us?
You can try and eat me, but I have evolved as a species to have poisonous skin, so you're going to have not a good time if you eat me. Just
yeah, he's telling the truth. Don't do it.
That's a 17 to insight this fucking pseudo horse. This is the second pseudo horse in any fucking homebrew campaign that I've had to deal with, and I fucking hate it.
I'm having a great time.
There's a few things in a homebrew podcast that are constants. Good role play, amazing DM work, and pseudo horses. The three constants.
Pseudo horses.
Just play oops Inside all horses 17. The campaign.
The dragon was never the problem. It's horse the horse god. Horse god. Can't horse
and
god.
I say hey.
Right back clever on track. Clever. So with the 17, you get no sense that Strudel means to eat anyone. Possibly Strudel is making a joke.
Strudel, your sense of humor is delightful.
I get up in Strudel's face, and I'm like,
oh.
Strudel, it would behoove you to not fucking joke about eating me.
Strudel looks at you dead in the face.
And clop
licks,
twice.
Licks your face.
Oh!
Ugh, disgusting!
Oh, that was very sweet of you, Strudel.
Ferric, that was a threat. That was a threat.
That's not a horse. He's getting a taste for my blood.
Oh, everyone is being so dramatic today. And I think we should all just be really excited that we have a horse smart enough to guard the other horses.
He's
until
not
he gets
a horse.
Stolen or eaten.
You know,
because we got to go in the cave.
We have someone to, tunnel. We have a fantastic entity to guard the other horses.
Okay, all right, let's go in the hole. If we come back and all the horses are eaten, except for fucking this man right here, this fey creature, then, you know, man. We're out a couple hundred gold. We'll, fuck it, we'll just walk all the way to the fucking dragon treasure. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Bye, Strudel, I miss you.
I mean, Pickles is going to lead everything off the side of the road, at least into the woods.
Yeah, Ferric's going to help with that.
We got to at least put him in the woods. We can't just leave. Strudel's not that good.
No, yeah, we definitely found a little spot to try to hide all of our shit.
All right, see you later. If we're gone long enough for you to starve, you can eat the other horses. See ya.
Oh, wait. Can I do it? Would I know the moon cycle?
How do you mean?
I want to know if there's going to be a full moon, specifically a moonlight, beaming on, within a couple days. Will I know that? Would my character know the calendar?
When full moons? Are there full moons on this planet?
Is there a werewolf somewhere that you're worried about? Or
well,
I'm not sure what this is. The guy said
we were told
be afraid of moonlight.
Yeah.
Human. Full moon. It's a horse that turns into a human once a month.
Aww.
It's a man. Go ahead and make a survive check. Okay.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until the horse turns into a man and starts licking people.
you know that there will be a full moon tonight. I know, guys. This is a really bad fucking idea. This could be a full moon tonight.
You know, Ambrose, you really need to have more of a sense of
Evangeline,
fun and whimsy.
I don't want to hear it. You are not the person to talk about special friends, all right? I do not give a fuck.
Evangeline is genuinely...
A demon.
He is not a demon, all right? He is going through something right now, and we all need to be supportive.
I feel like we're all going through something right now.
I'm going through an aneurysm right now.
Can we just go?
You know,
can we go? You know what?
If he's dangerous, he's here alone. Let's go in the cave.
Let's go in the cave. Thank you, Pickles. Yes.
There have been a few traders who have gone past you, just all kind of just going towards the city. A few travelers, and this whole kabuddle you have had made, they've just walked by and have stared. Because they're just
hey, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm walking here.
I'll make a couple sparks. It was Miraz the Magnificent.
No, it wasn't.
Do you have, like, flyers?
Right now.
Does Miraz have, like, little flyers and stuff to hand out?
He will. Yes. Once he gets paper, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Great.
I mean, Pickles this whole time has had paper and paint. There are definitely posters.
Some of which have him with angry eyebrows, like, lying to
Pickles. Depending on the mood that day, if you go through different taverns, it's just different levels of good and comical, depending on how much you was feeling it that day.
Yeah.
Okay, can we go check out this mysterious hole now?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
You all leave the horses in the care of Strudel. You make your way over a hill around to the side of Northwatch that had the secret tunnel. You make your way to the familiar tree and are able to uncover the hidden gate that was covering the secret entrance. You all stand, the hole is open, the gate is wide, and there is nothing but darkness that you can see before you. What do you do?
I'll go on first.
Hello?
Okay, never mind.
Evangeline is gonna throw up Detect Magic and just keep it up.
Okay.
You guys mind if I go first?
Go ahead.
Yeah, by all means.
Yeah, as long as you don't shoot the first thing that we see.
No, I won't do that.
Okay.
Maybe shoot it.
I put on my stained glass sunglasses, and I like slide all the way down to the hole, which is like essentially like me being able to see in darkness.
Okay.
And I'm going to scout out and stealth.
I will say that this time that we open the door to... No, you know what? Never mind. I'll let the bell ring.
I am also going to have Poppet change into his imp form and send him ahead with Ambrose.
Now this is just really great. Love being the first one to die. Great. Just great.
The moment I like go into that tunnel too, I'm assuming it's dark, right?
Oh, it's extremely dark, dude.
Yeah, I'm just completely invisible and it's just the imp by itself, essentially.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's great. It's dark down here. If you're wanting to know, it's a dark, damp tunnel.
Pop it. Keep your voice down.
What a sorry.
Thank you.
Ambrose, you descend to the tunnel, and Evangeline, you see through Poppet that there is essentially the beginnings of a dark tunnel that goes down. And as it goes, there's really no, on the left, it goes down towards what you could smell to be a sewer. And on the right, it's just a dead end, right? It's just kind of like the ending of the tunnel. But Ambrose, you see that there is, the smell just kind of hits you immediately. That putrid, nasty, rank smell of waste and grotesque just hits your nose. Poppet just screams, "It smells like shit. Just FYI." Don't know if you need to know that or not.
Poppet, keep it quiet.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna get down low and kind of scope out the ins and outs. Primarily investigating the walls to see if there's any traces of what creature Exalvador was talking about.
Sure. Make an investigation check.
Okay. Natural 20, 25.
Woohoo! Nice.
As you go down the dirt tunnel begins to become less dirt and more slimy stone. Stone that looks old, and it continually as you go down the tunnel until you get to what seems to be natural light descending from the sky. There looks to be some grates that pierce through natural light, you kind of come into an open area where you basically just see cisterns and grates that kind of flow into natural one. Son, get out of here, bud. I don't care. Yep, go. Thank you, bud. Thank you. Thank you.
Incredible.
You gotta keep that in.
That's the yeah, master don't get that. Coming out.
Has a pee-pee toe?
Yeah, let's go back on that. Let's go back.
No, it's all good. Sorry, everyone. My son just busted here butt-ass naked and just was like, ha-ha, what's up? Got my wiener out, we always like to say.
Unbelievably awesome.
Man, so funny.
You see basically this large open room with cisterns and grates that seem to be flowing into some sort of natural sewer system for the city. It is barely visible. There's like small patches of sunlight just illuminating this room. But other than that, there's no traps. There's no indents or anything like that you see besides... You know, you feel the coarseness of the wall on the left side is a little more smoother than the right side. That's with the 25 Ambrose.
Okay. I would like to stealth too while I'm in this area.
I'll make Poppet invisible. Okay.
Poppet is invisible. Roll stealth.
I will proceed stealthily as well, but I don't have the fancy coat that Ambrose does.
It's a 26.
Okay. Who else is going in the dark, scary tunnel?
Yeah, I'm going to relay the information to Poppet to like fly him all the way out to the tunnel. Yeah.
Jesus.
All right, everyone.
Is there water in the tunnel?
Yes, there is.
Oh, you don't have to do that though, because I've been watching through Poppet's eyes, and when you report that to Poppet, who presumably also knows, when Evangeline is looking through Poppet's eyes, her eyes, she like blinks, and when she opens her eyes again, she has like the imps. Terrifying, infernal, glowing eyes.
Nope, hate that.
And when she blinks back into herself, they're just her regular baby blues again. But so she's watching through Poppet as they go, and then when they get to this open area, she blinks, her eyes are blue again. It looks like it's safe to continue, at least as far as Ambrose and Poppet have gone.
Honestly, when you do that, I love it. It's wonderful.
Thank it's you, Ferrick.
Don't do it.
Oh.
Just don't.
Does Poppet get your eyes when you do that?
I don't know. I've never been looking at him when I do it. Let's check next time.
Okay.
Fascinating what magic can do.
Spunk, I lied. I actually hate it when she does that. That's so freaky.
Well, it doesn't seem like the path is clear, but we should proceed cautiously.
How deep is the water in the tunnel?
That's a good question.
So as you descend down, some of you stealthily, you descend into the tunnel, go to the part that becomes more sewer than dirt tunnel. You basically have a little short skip and a loo into the water. It's probably 4 to 5 feet deep.
Oh, no.
Of nasty, disgusting, filth water.
I hate this so much.
Eventually, that's over my head. As soon as we get out of this,
I can't walk through this, guys.
Are there no like walkways on the side?
No,
or anything?
There are walkways. So as you come outside in the open, like you're basically can easily get to one. Like there's basically two sides. There's like the tunnel is kind of opening out where it's high, 20 feet high. There's kind of a crisscross, like a four-way stop of water, and the water's flowing from cisterns that's coming out. And there's obviously there's one tunnel that goes into a dark on your left, and there's another tunnel that goes to another dark on your right, but it's kind of like meshing together. This is like the stopping point or the intersection of many waters. The water, if you were to jump in, which I'm assuming Spunk wants to jump in, that would be 4 to 5 feet deep.
Yeah, I'm just gonna swim.
Spunk, you're disgusting. Look at you.
I mean, you feel fine.
You're covered in pee-pee.
What?
Ugh, never mind. It's not the first time I've seen you degrade yourself. I'm starting to wonder if he likes it.
I mean, I do.
I feel like there's a story there that I just don't want to know.
All right. So, let's take this walkway very carefully. I'm going to look around. Is there any like debris that looks kind of sturdy? Basically, I'm looking for something that would look like we could use it as a bridge to go from one side of the walkway to the other side of the walkway.
There's debris in the water, but it's not sturdy.
Oh, gross. Oh, no.
There. It doesn't take you hard to find that there are multiple planks of wood just lying on one side of the walkway. The walkway is not narrow. It's probably 4 or 5 feet wide, and there are just planks of wood that seem to be easily traversable if you were to put them to get to the other side.
Yeah, we'll pick those up for sure in case we need to cross at some point.
There's about two of them. Who's carrying them?
Ferret can carry both of them, I think, if I load them onto my back.
Can you, though?
I don't know. Let's see.
Are you physically able?
That's an excellent question. Let the wizard carry them. Since he's stronger.
They're not hard to carry, so.
Says you with a not -1 strength.
Yeah. I have a -2 strength.
I have a -2 strength as well.
Yeah.
That's a 10 well. From your boy.
Okay. From your boy? A 10 easily is able to just pick up this plank of wood and hold it steadily.
That's good.
Okay.
I'm going to keep sending Poppet pretty far ahead to scout. Can you remind me what the options were out of this bigger room?
Yeah, as you would have to cross over the water to get to the other side of mm-hmm. either or tunnel. There is a tunnel on the left and a tunnel on the right.
All right. As we're making our way through, I'm going to send Poppet through the tunnel on the right. And just keep going. Also, I've had Detect Magic up this entire time. Am I picking anything up?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
Since no magic as of yet.
Also, just Carlos, for your knowledge, I picked up an invocation where I can cast Detect Magic at will. So I'm just going to keep it up all the time while we're in the tunnel. Just recast it when it dies.
Yep. I got you. Okay, so you send Poppet down the right tunnel. What are the rest of you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen. Shh, everyone be quiet. I'm going to try to listen for anything moving into the left tunnel.
Okay. Make a perception check.
Okay. 18.
Guidance.
Ooh, thank you. Is that a D4, right?
Yes.
I got 19.
Nice.
Okay. What do the rest of you do? Do you just wait? Do you do your own reactions?
I'm just waiting back behind Ambrose and Ferric.
I'm swimming down the tunnel.
Yeah, Pickles is just standing off to the side, trying not to jingle her armor.
Spunk, where are you going?
I thought we were going down the tunnel.
Let's wait for the scouts to do their scouty thing, and then we'll figure out what to do from there.
Okay.
And I go under the surface. I just go underwater.
Disgusting.
Okay. You go down. Poppet is going to go down the right tunnel. He's just going to be grumbling along the way. This is really dumb. Now, what if I get eaten by like a crocodile or some shit like that? This is stupid. Stupid. So, oh, there's a piece of cheese here. That's weird. I made this cheese. You just hear him gnawing on this moldy piece of cheese somewhere. Eventually, Poppet says, okay, well, I've gone off for a little bit, and there's this door. Like a door. Like a wooden door. I'm not really sure why it's here, but it's here. This is a good piece of cheese.
I'll have him fly back to us and then send him down the other tunnel.
With a 19, Ambrose, you don't really hear any kind of out of the ordinary noise, you might hear a mouse or a rat squeaking and running. You might hear the trickle of water. But in terms of anything out of the ordinary, you don't hear anything. And for after a time, Poppet comes back and says, "Yeah, this is just a dead end."
All right.
Go right then.
So to the door it is.
Yep.
To the door.
Dead ends usually are fronts for secret passages, though.
Would you like me to send him back?
Well, I don't suspect that Poppet himself can cast detect magic or things of that nature, so we can just tuck this away for now, but remember, I suspect there's more there than simply a dead end.
Very well.
How do you know I can't cast detect magic? I am pretty powerful.
Sorry, can you cast detect magic, Poppet?
No.
No. No.
No, thank you.
Well, I apologize for assuming. I will ask in the future, Poppet.
He didn't know Poppet. He didn't know Poppet.
My mistake.
Okay, alright. So what you guys are seeing is just a piece of moldy cheese floating invisibly in the tunnel and slowly disappearing. This. Yeah.
This is wonderful. I love every bit of this.
So you all head down.
What?
I'm lying.
I fell asleep. What are we talking about?
Look.
Been here a while.
Pickles, observe. And I tilt Pickles' head towards the floating cheese.
Is that what we came here to kill?
Yeah.
Cheese?
Go get it.
No. Absolutely not.
Oh. I really wanted to tackle the cheese. Where are we going?
All right, so we're going to a dead end to see if we, if there's a secret tunnel there, rather than going to the door that we know continues. So we're just gonna figure it out once we get there.
We can go to the door first. I suspect that we might. Thanks, Pickles.
What? Oh, is your idea? Then it's great. Let's go to the.
we can go to the door. That's what everyone wants to do. Let's go to the door.
But we're already here. I'm gonna come back down.
We're
going. It's already smells.
We're going, Maraz. Mm-hmm. Let's go check out the secret tunnel.
Spunk said, "Pop out of the water." I think it's a good idea.
Spunk thinks it's a great idea.
I'll go with you, Mirage.
Mirage just throws up his hands. All right, let's go to the secret tunnel.
Such the passive aggressiveness of the party towards him is low key amazing. You have to use the planks to get over to the right side, except for Spunk. Spunk can just hop over because he swims.
He's a nasty boy.
It doesn't take a lot of skill to get yourself over with the planks, as long as someone holds the plank steady, which I'm assuming one of you does, maybe.
Yeah, Pickles, I will. Hold him steady for everybody else.
Thanks, Pickle.
And eventually, Pickles, you make your way over a little bit more wobbly, but nothing that you can't handle. On the tunnel that leads to the dead end on the left, you continue. For a time, the smell of sewage and dirt and muck continues to fill your noses. You see neither anybody, maybe a mouse, a rat here and there. You eventually make your way to the end of the tunnel, and it is indeed a dead end. You detect no magic, though.
Well, let's head back.
Can Ferrick investigate to see if it is a non-magical secret door?
You may certainly try.
I would like to assist Ferrick cautiously and nervously, but just kind of poking around to see if there's anything that Ferrick like might overlook.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna stare at Spunk. All right, say the word. Do the thing. Say the line.
Guidance.
Okay. Oh, that's a 20, baby.
Ooh.
Nice.
Plus, roll the plus guidance, my d4, please. Just in case. 23.
Nice. You check for a certain amount of time. You eventually, with a 23, and only a 23, because I set that mother trucker at 21, you see a patch of dirt that is uneven and undiscolored from the other layers of dirt.
Behold, I have found a patch of dirt. And I start, like, kicking the patch of dirt.
As you kick the pack of dirt.
I'm, like, shifting it with my foot, you know, like, trying to see what's underneath.
Can I press to digitate it? The dirt?
Sure. As you click the dirt, well, you don't click the dirt, you kick the dirt. You hear a click. Nothing happens.
I lift my foot.
You see what seems to be a sort of button, or at least a trigger of some kind.
Well, I was not expecting that, so good job on you guys.
Does it do anything? Did Ferric click it?
No, there was a click. Nothing seems to happen, though.
No click.
Well, nothing has happened at the moment. I expect this will be beneficial for us later, though, so Ferric, it's a good thing you talked us all into coming this way.
Yeah, dude, Ferric, good job, man.
Excuse me?
Good job, Ferric.
This is a big question. I'm going to back up, and I'm going to look at the whole dead end of the passageway. Does the dead end count as an object that I can see within range?
I mean, is architecture an object? If you talk about the philosophy of is a wall an object, you could see, or a patch of earthen mound, or it is technically a wall. What are you trying to do? Let's put it that way.
I'm trying to cast Knock.
Oh no.
Oh fuck.
I get
stupid spell.
I cast Knock on the end of the passageway.
Let's go!
You can cast Knock on the wall if you wish. Nothing happens because it's not a door. It's not.
Aww.
I mean, I don't know how to rule you knocking. I mean, if you can knock on a wall. The object can be a door, a box, a chest, a set of manacles, a padlock, or another object that contains a mundane or magical means that prevent access. It's a wall.
Of preventing access.
Are you going to blast open this wall?
It's like Labyrinth. All the bricks start to move.
It's like Harry Potter.
Just let's check our other bases real quick. Like, has the sewage water level lowered or any other obvious change like that?
Seems the same to me.
The water has stayed the same. The wall, because you cast Knock, the wall seems to just crumble. As brick, mud, and various other components of the wall knocks down, and you just are revealed to be a small room. A small room that seems to be home to someone. In fact, it doesn't seem to be home to someone. It is home to someone as this wall just crumples down, and you just see on the other side a lit room, candle, and it is a gnome. A gnome who is just sitting at a desk. He looks like he's fixing something. He just turns around and goes, what the hell are you doing in my room?
See, okay, I can scream too.
What
the hell are you doing here?
Okay.
Why are you? What?
Hello.
Pulls
everyone,
out a knife and just.
Oh, no. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I kicked the knife out of his hand.
Oh, no.
Oh, roll for the attack. Roll for the knife kick.
Oh, no.
We gotta just drown him. He can't know we were here.
Everyone needs to calm
down. I knew you'd come for me. I knew this is the end.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He's gonna make. He passes. He rolls a 10 with a total of 12. And he just puts his hand backward and he just tries, like, I knew it. This is it. This is the time I die. I knew I couldn't hide from them forever. I just asked that you make it quick. Make it
so
quick.
Where are you hiding from?
Spunk, calm him down,
calm.
Spunk.
Who am I hiding from? You're the ones here to murder me or kill me. You blew down my dang wall.
Everyone,
Spunk just says, if we were here to kill you, we would know who you were hiding from.
a wisdom saving throw? What's the DC's what?
16.
Is it 13? 16. Oh,
16.
Because you leveled up, motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, he just easily just like, all right, Ben. It just sits on the chair.
Okay, all right. Everyone, just remain calm. Hello, my name is Evangeline. I am so sorry.
That's great. That's great. I don't mean to be rude, but I feel very calm and very submissive to your frog, and you busted down my wall, and I'm very confused. I'm just really confused right now. So if you can enlighten me as why you are trying to murder me in such a way.
No one wants to murder you.
He'll stay here for a while, so we could just go.
This
I
is
get
just
a lot of mixed signals. Are you trying to put me to sleep? Are you trying to go? Like, give me some direction.
Everything's fine. We have...
Is it?
Yes, absolutely it is, because this is all just a misunderstanding. We are very sorry about your wall, and we are certainly not trying to kill you or otherwise intrude upon whatever it is you're doing in here. So, why don't we just leave?
Can I look at his walls?
Are you going to go to the guards?
Am I going to go to the guards?
Are you going to go to the guards?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Does it seem like someone hiding down in the sewers want to go to check out the guards?
Wow, there's a lot of...
Listen, you got to answer me. Yes or no? Are you going to go to the guards?
No, I'm not going to go to the guards. I'm hiding from the guards. I'm hiding away from civilization. That's why I'm here.
It's a 14 insight.
He's telling the truth.
All right, we can leave him. He's fucked up enough.
Excuse me? I'm not one busting out walls.
You're living in a sewer.
Ferrick is going to look over. Does it seem like there's the opposite of a wooden door here? Like the other side of the wooden door? Like, did both paths lead to Gnome Man?
No. What you see basically a smallish... almost like a door where there's books, there's a small stove, there's a small cot. He needs a gnome. He doesn't need a lot of room. And then there seems to be like a ladder, like a rope ladder that descends into an unknown area. Goes into a tunnel up the middle of the room.
Okay, so I think what we can do here is we can benefit one another. We both don't like the guards. We're not here to actually kill you. Do you think we could strike a deal? Information for information?
Well, I don't know. You just kind of blew down my wall. You try to kick my knife out of my hand. And just, you're yelling.
To be honest,
and you're...
To be honest, I didn't know that it was your wall. Does anybody have mending?
Oh, I do.
Fix the wall, my dude.
Sorry. I was just kind of confused with the knife attack and then the guy yelling.
You're confused. Buddy, I'll tell you.
Isn't there a monster in these tunnels?
What?
Is there a monster in these tunnels? Are you the monster?
No, I'm not the monster. I'm a fucking gnome. My name is Grip Grap Bilver Unicorn Omicron the Third.
That sounds like
right.
a monster name.
Oh my god. What?
No, you need me to say that. I'm Grip Pap Bilfer Unicorn Omicron Third.
Grip Grap Omicron Unicorn.
Bilfer Unicorn Bilfer. Omicron the Third.
Well, Mr. Omicron.
Wow.
Mr. Omicron, we are so sorry. Once again, my friend Ambrose here is going to fix your wall. But while he does that, could you maybe answer a few questions for us?
Go ahead and make a persuasion check.
Okay.
With disadvantage.
Oh, man, you keep giving me disadvantage today.
You keep casting Detect Magic as an invocation. So
yeah, that's
all the things.
That's a 15.
He looks around. This gnome is older, probably over 300. He has white, fuzzled hair, a crooked nose, and he just,
oh, all right, I guess I can do that for you, but can you please fix my wall?
Yeah, I'm on it. And I'm going to start mending the wall.
Okay. Excellent form, Ambrose. Impressive spell.
It's not a spell. I'm actually putting like this adhesive glue on the stone and then I'm kind of like putting it on top.
I like the idea that he thinks it's a spell though.
Yeah.
Well, no, okay, so actually that would make me even more interested, but for a different reason. So I'd be watching quietly without commentary.
Mm-hmm. It takes you a little bit to mend the wall. The light from the candle lights up the room as the wall is mended, and he just kind of looks at all of you and says,
"So I don't mean to be a bother, but or kind of a nosy nose, but there seems to be a frog and some sort of owl bear creature and a bunch of there's a goblin and humans. Just what are y'all doing down here?"
"That's a Goliath. I'm a kiln." "Spunk is not a frog. Spunk is a..." Spunk, do you want to introduce yourself?
"Oh, Grung."
"He's a Grung."
"Oh, what's a Grung?"
"Don't worry about it. I'm the only
what's
one
a gnome
you'll ever see."
"Oh, I'm not a gnome. I'm a dragonborn. Makes sense, doesn't it?" "No, it doesn't." "Yeah. So
I'm an amphibian, obviously."
"Fair enough. Obvious. Well, what are you doing down here? You know my name."
"I live down here. This is my new home."
"That's your new home? But this?"
"Yeah,
this
I just
place?
Moved in. Yeah, I just oh, moved hell in no. today."
No.
"Yep.
Well, can you, this, what, no, I don't want you to live down here. This is my place."
"You better cool your jets. I'll make you sit again."
"Oh, please don't do that."
"Mr. Omicron, I'd like to circle back. You're hiding from someone?"
"Well, yeah. I'm hiding from some, well, not someone, but somebody, some group, some people."
"Is it Zeus?"
"No, not that asshole. That's his own, that's his own problem. I got my own shit I gotta deal with."
"Well, okay. Care to share?"
"Might be able to help you out if you're willing to give us more information about the city."
"Well, if you want to know about the city? All right. I guess I can do that for you. Since you haven't killed me yet." "Yeah, well, long story short, I'm somewhat of a gambling gnome. And, sometimes I play the good old gambling games. Dragon tits and dice."
"What?" "I'm sorry, we're just going to glaze over that."
"You never played dragon
Y'all
tits before?
Y'all never heard of dragon tits before?"
"Oh, I've played God. Dragon tits before."
"You no, played, I've only played werewolf cock."
"Oh, no.
Oh, dragon
of course
tits.
I haven't played dragon tits.
It's a classic game, like poker and dice. And, you know, poker, dice, blackjack, dragon tits. All
now, basic. Is it dragon with an O or dragon with an I?"
"No, I don't know how to read or write, so I really can't tell you which one way or the other, but..."
"Sir, you have books." "What?"
"They're picture books. They got pictures in them."
"I don't..." "Mraz, did I take the drugs again?"
If you did, Pickles, then we're in a shared hallucination right now.
"Maybe I should."
"Well, so I owe a lot of gambling debts, so that's why I'm down here, okay? I don't really have a lot of reasons to be down here besides that."
Okay. "All right. This is a lot."
"Yeah, well, quid pro quo. Let me tell you about the city. You want to know about the city? You want to know about the sewers? Like, I'm willing to give something, you know, a little bit of information, as much as I know. I don't really leave the room. You know what I mean?"
"I feel like you've told us nothing. Who's looking
for you? You ever seen a vampire?"
"No, should I have seen a vampire?"
"Yeah, probably. At least once."
"Yeah, you know what Zeus is?
He's the commander of the city."
"Right, but he's a little odd. Like, creepy odd.
I don't go around judging people. I mean, he's..."
"You did just call him
He's
an
evil.
Asshole."
"Well, he's evil. He's an evil asshat. That's for sure. But not like..." "I don't know. Maybe he's just an asshat because he got it.
It's not a judgment. It's a fact. Right?"
"Okay, fine. Fair enough. Well, you gotta be careful in these here sewers. I know there's a big old crocodile somewhere."
"I was just going to ask. We'd heard there was some sort of monster down here. Is that your crocodile?"
"Well, it's not my crocodile. I mean, it could be the monster down here. There's all kinds of people coming in and out of the sewers. You know, I try to stay hidden as much as I can. But, you know, it's hard. I'm pretty stealthy, and I'm able to hide pretty well, but I've never really seen the crocodile. Come to think of it, I've seen some adventurers down here just like yourself.
Really?
They didn't break down a wall, though. That's for sure.
Do you happen to have a map of the sewers?
Just in my old noggin. Not really.
Could you draw one?
Not really. I mean, the sewer system's pretty easy if you really kind of just put it down and you study. Like there's basically two tunnel systems. Two tunnel systems that lead. One leads to basically a cistern of open water. The other one leads, well, to basically to the city. I don't want to say water management plant, but kind of like really just a place where they dump the shit. Mm. Like it kind of flows. Yeah, I find the shithole.
And where does this ladder lead you?
This leads up and around different places, and if you know your way around it, you can probably make your way to the city. It's not easy, and it's quite small. It's small enough for a gnome like me. You can try to fit in it if you want. No. It's kind of like one small tunnel. Okay, well, that's fair. Okay, well, are you knocking things over or what? Shit.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to just learn how to use this mending spell, so it's a building.
Seems like it. Well, all right. Well, if you go to the other tunnel on the right, there should be a door, kind of like a wooden metal door. You open that, it takes you down more tunnel. It's a wooden metal door. You know, kind of like a... You're going to blow that one down too, you big old bird? But that's fine.
Is it unlocked?
I'm sorry, that was mean. No, that, it's, of course it's locked.
Oof. You have the key?
No, I don't have the key. I look at the mayor. No, I don't want the key.
We don't need the keys. And I turn around and I cast knock on his wall again.
Oh,
oh my god. God damn it.
The wall.
I just used
just
most
crumbles
of my glue.
Down. And he just gets up. He says, "Why, you dirty motherfuckers. Get out of my room. Get out of my life."
It's nice meeting you. Here,
thank
for
you,
your trouble, and I pull a poop out of my pocket, and I put it on his desk, and I walk out.
You say a poop?
Yeah.
He's been swimming in the sewers.
Wait, can you please describe, is it like a hard poop? Is it solidified?
It's like a,
like...
No, it's like a soggy Snicker bar. Like...
Oh, you just slammed this poop strudel on the desk with a splat.
Oh, nice day.
Covers his picture books. He's like, oh no, I was getting the best part. No,
oh.
No.
Oh, thank
Why'd
you for
you
your hospitality.
No, yeah, thanks Bye. For pooping on my desk. Thanks.
Thank you for your hospitality, Mr. Omicron. We'll be taking our leave now.
That's you can call me Gilcrap, whatever. I don't fuck. Get out of my house. Get out of my place.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then
try I'll hang behind the group real quick and press to digitate the like as much of the poop off of the book as I can. So I'm
gonna
sorry
just
about
this,
that grip grab.
There's just
the unicorn.
Solid turd.
Oh,
you
no
did
longer
in
sloppy.
Fact. Polish the turd.
Oh.
Okay.
We'll be on our way.
Bye.
Okay.
Hope you don't get caught by the people looking for you.
Okay.
Stuff.
Hope you don't get eaten by a fucking crocodile, motherfuckers.
You might kind of hope that we do, actually.
I mean, you threw a piece of shit. Someone threw our shit on the table, so.
And we did break.
Gift.
We did break down his wall twice.
Yeah, give me a
shiny now.
We also fixed it twice. So, you know, probably the best wall he's ever had.
You know, you're quite right, Ferrick. That is definitely the way to look at this.
No.
Shall we?
No.
No. No.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
No.
And I'm just going to keep moving ahead.
Oh, you're not mending it again? You're just...
No, I already did. I already said I was going to mend it beforehand.
He was like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
I'm sending Poppet ahead back to the door just to hang out there and observe.
Okay. To the door of the right tunnel? Or the door
yeah,
to
I
wanna the
wall? Yeah, and I want to see if anything is different now that we hit that little button in the left tunnel.
Well, as you walk out and walk towards the opening that reveals the midroom, you do notice that there is a small handle that has come out immediately to the right as you exit the tunnel. What do you do?
Investigate the handle.
Well, it looks like a handle.
Lick the handle.
Anything pinging my detect magic?
Nope. But it does taste really salty.
Tastes salty. That's weird.
Can I just pull on it?
Miraz, you pull on the handle. Click. Somewhat from the tunnel that you had just exited, a little shh as a kind of a small earthen door moves, and if you were inside the tunnel still, you would see there is a small chest.
Well, look at that.
Hey.
It's no gnome.
That looks like a trap.
I'm going to get close enough that if anything's magic about it, it'll ping.
I'm going to look for traps too before she moves up.
You detect these magical items inside of the chest. You can't tell what kind of magic they are, just that there's something magical in there. And roll an investigation check.
For me or Ambrose?
Well, it is Ambrose seeking
you. Yes. Checking 17. For traps. Yeah.
Yeah. There are no traps. It just seems to be a regular chest. It's not locked. It seems as though the lock was the trap door.
That's good.
Figured out, so.
Just in case, Ferrick will use Mage Hand to open the chest.
The familiar Mage Hand of yours pulls open the chest with a... And you find several things inside the chest. You find a small pouch of gold, which, if you were to count it out, would be 150 gold pieces. You find yourself a large blue liquid, probably some sort of spell, or potion, excuse me. It doesn't look like water or anything like that. You find yourself basically a silver dagger as you unsheath it. You also find yourself an arcane scroll, of which you don't know what is on. You must take some time to figure that out. And then you also find a jar of what looks to be some sort. If you open the top, if you were to smell, it smells very much like what we would know as mechanical oil, but for your characters would be just this greasy, unnatural fermentation, unless you are used to the familiar smell.
Pickles, we'll have to investigate the scroll later, see if we can find some new runes for you to paint.
Oh yeah, that sounds good. What's in the jar?
But it's some sticky, smelly, stinky shit.
It smells like something that the gnomes that I've had dealings with, smells like something that they would have used.
Well, we're not stealing from
Used for what?
Let me see. Let me smell it.
It smells like mechanical oil. If you have experience with that, Ambrose, that's what it would smell like. If you don't, then it smells greasy, nasty.
Which of these things are magical?
Well, the potions have some sort of magic in them. Mm-hmm. The scroll is magical, obviously. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the dagger, you can inspect that and take time to do so if you want.
How many potions were there?
There were two.
Okay, cool.
I'll pass the gold out. We splin?
That works for me, yes.
Sure.
Sure.
Cool. And I'll give everyone their share out of the pouch.
Okay. Anything else before you continue on?
I think we can take time to investigate this later once we are not as pressed for time as we are now, if everyone else feels similar.
Sure. I am going to be that asshole, though, Carlos, and say that Detect Magic lets me know the school of magic of anything magical.
Sure. You would find that it's evocation, and you would find that it's transmutation.
The two potions?
Well, there's a potion and a scroll, right?
Yeah, there's two potions.
Okay.
Like, two potions.
Yeah, and then a scroll, so...
Which is which?
You would find that the scroll has both, and the potions are transmutation.
Cool. All right. I will communicate that information to everyone, and then we can carry on.
Minor correction, illusion. Mm-hmm. One of them is illusion. The
one of the potions
is illusion. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you make your way through? Do you rest? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, Ferrick's ready to go through the next door.
Yep.
Okay. As you use the planks, you have to get to use the planks to get over to the other side of that tunnel, and you do so. All right, one of you holds it, I'm assuming. Yes?
Same as last time.
Pickles will hold it, and then Ferrick will hold it while Pickles crosses.
Wonderful. Easily traversing, you make your way to the right tunnel. Like before, the smell of sewage and just disgusting dirt filth gravitates to your nostrils as you make to this end of the path. There is a door. It is a normal frame door, kind of cut into the stone. It seems to be that of wood and metal. And there is a lock that looks to be on the door. What do you do?
I cast knock.
With a click, the door opens quite easily and just is opened for use.
It's an excellent spell, Ferrick.
Thank you. I learned that myself.
I'm going to send Poppet ahead.
Okay. As you send Poppet ahead, eventually you just hear him kind of looking around and saying, I wish there was more cheese. You know, wish there's more cheese around here. He makes his way eventually, and he comes out into another open room, and he says, well, you would see that there are basically two pillars.
Yeah, I'm blinked into his eyes right now, yeah, since we're all like clustered around the door.
Yeah, just kind of changed that for you. He just talks or describes, and you see there's two pillars with some sort of green ichor, some sort of green slime or green web that covers the pillars. There seems to be one of the tunnel water, at least, goes through this and falls into a waterfall that goes and kind of separates into two different paths. You see there's a total of five pillars that he can see, and then he looks around. Oh, there's actually eight pillars, and he says there's a stone wall right in front of him, but other than that he can't see. He just kind of stops and says, oh, we got a lot of dead people in here. And that's where
nice.
We'll end tonight right there.
What?
Wow.
Okay, all right,
great. There's well, that wasn't chaotic at all, folks. So great job. great crazy session. Hey, thanks so much for listening. If you like what you hear, go ahead and give us some stars on Spotify. Leave us a review on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Show the love. We appreciate you. We do this for you. This has been really exciting. We love the love that we're getting, and we just hope that we're being a positive influence in your life. Check us out on the Discord, and if you have a few bucks, go ahead. We have a Patreon, the Homebrew Patreon. Go check that out, and thanks so much again. And before you go, listener, if you're listening, what you are loved, you're important, and you matter. Join us next time on Power Word Fail. Goodbye.